So, what were we? We were having a little chat earlier.
Yeah.
And we were talking about.
Oh yeah.
A bit about, is it cancel culture?
Yeah. Another victim.
Yeah, because I'd asked you like if you've seen the thing that poet got.
I'll tell you what I found.
So no, I'm like, can I just point out, I'm actually a fan of poet. I really like watching poet.
Yeah, I read poet as well.
I didn't hear what was going on.
He's annoying, but
nah,
do your thing.
Poet.
But
poet's mom.
But what actually happened?
Poet's he's a moaner, and I don't know, man. No, he comes across in a way that, I don't know.
I think he's hilarious. I mean, maybe that's just
Do you watch Copper 90?
I watch some of the things that they do, because they do a whole heap of things, don't they? They do like football documentaries.
What do you watch him on?
So
that's what my question.
I've watched him do the show, the football show that he does with Vooj.
Copper 90, yeah.
That's what that is, yeah?
Yeah.
That's all I've seen. I've seen a couple of episodes of that, talking football.
You watch Filthy Fellas?
No.
You need to watch Filthy Fellas. You won't like it.
Exactly. I only watch...
You won't like it. Filthy Fellas is fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I would have sent you some
episodes.
So
that's part of Copper 90?
No, that's his own. That's his own.
Is he still on that then?
Yeah. He still does Filthy.
Go on.
I was going to say, I only see him on Gasworks.
Gasworks is another one.
Yeah.
I think on Gasworks, he's a bit of a fucking... He sucks up, man. He don't keep it 100, man. Everyone's his brethren. Everyone's his brethren, like... When Jammer came on, listen, you seen the Jammer one, yeah? That was one of the most legendary episodes.
I've seen what you're talking about, him do that on Gasworks, and I've seen him do that on Halfcast as well.
Yeah,
but
I've seen him on there, and that's it.
It's like he openly admits, even when he's sitting with Chucky, that like he don't really want to say anything to upset anyone. So it's like.
Yeah, because he's a fan.
No, but yeah, I get.
And he's out there, and it's business as well for him.
It is, but then it's like, then you're sitting there to. It's like.
Keep the same energy.
No, it's that as well, but then what are you actually sitting there to give an opinion on when you're going to keep it PG as well? Does that not.
Because not everyone's on fuckeries. I know what you're saying, because.
It's like the same conversation that me and you had when you said, when you're like, you know, you come out not one fuck given. There's been times.
No, but it's not even like that.
There's been times that when I'm up right here and we've had a conversation and I've said a couple of things and then I've openly said it once or two. You've had to check me. I've been like, yeah, but I can't really say that. Why can't you say that? It's going to fuck everything up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that. But for me...
No?
I don't... It's whether you're conscious about it or not.
She's doing it now. She's like, I'm staying out of this one, man.
Yeah, but it's whether you're conscious about it. I'll say shit. It seems like, oh, you're trying to be... I'll just say what I fucking think.
But then I do agree with the one point that they... That
I think...
In the UK that he did make was that everyone knows everyone and people will check you and they won't just allow it.
Yeah.
Like, I could speak... I'm no one, but if I speak about an artist, it could affect
a lot
of things.
Yeah. I think with Poet, he knows... He knows, like...
Well,
he knows who to fuck with.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He knows, like, is there certain people he's not going to talk about their shit because he knows
a
it's
going to
go... A
prime example is, and is like, when they done the review for the Gigs album, it was like, fucking, we said it off the thing, like, that they blatantly weren't really feeling it or whatever, but they just didn't want to say it. Am I lying?
I mean, you're
the last person to ask that question because you ain't even feeling it, bro. Yeah? But
bro,
it's like...
I got slaughtered by so many people about my verdicts. Like, that's my opinion.
You have to keep it 100.
Like. That's my opinion. I didn't diss the album.
Do you know what I mean? If there's something if you ask me, are you listening to this fire? I'll tell you.
That's the problem with the size of the country and the way the industry's going over here.
People will check you for anything.
But at the same time, I feel like there are... The reason why Poet's got an issue or people have an issue with Poet is that he will go all in on some people and he won't say shit about others.
Yeah.
He needs to find a balance. That's the only...
But
other than,
he is who he is.
But other than that, I rate him. This is the thing with Poet.
I don't rate him. But
the thing with Poet, the reason why I can't really sit here and like let people diss him or have him be this is the amount of people he's put on, bro.
True.
Like... And that's why, even Wiley, I'll come to his defense. And I don't know these people, but I just respect what people do. And a kind of different ethos that I try and live by is that Poet's fucking, you see, do you know Craig Mitch? The guy's doing that.
Oh, yeah.
He's a football guy as well, isn't he?
Yeah. Poet's had a lot to do with him being where he is now.
He's on like BT and that.
He's on fucking, he went with the England team, bro.
He's like one of the main
pundits.
Poet is fully about the culture and he's about the same era and age as us lot.
Yeah, yeah.
100%.
Yeah,
so
he's in his 30s.
Everything relates. You know when they're talking about new and old and he talks about the lead, like,
yeah.
It all rings
Poet was on Channel U, the That's the Rap Show.
Oh,
You just said something about, you said when, you were saying something about when you come to Wiley's defence. I was just going to quickly say, fucking last week, we spoke about quickly, just the, you told me that he obviously came at Drake.
Yeah.
Then we finished the podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And my guy,
yeah,
Hollow,
yeah,
had a few choice words for him.
He didn't, he did.
And they're gone on Twitter, he deleted it. And then he done that post, you see, Giggs' post with the horse.
Yeah, because he got
no,
drawn.
No, what happened?
He got drawn out. He's got
horse with mentality.
He's got horse with blinkers on, isn't
he? Yeah, it? He's like, I'm oh, straight fucking winners only. I'm not rising tonight. Because he's gone off. We're like, Giggs has gone off a couple of times, just like, you know what I mean?
Whatever. What's he like? Like,
I don't know him like that. Let's not make out like I'm fucking his.
You've been around him though.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, as someone that's been around him.
The way I see that is, look, he don't chat. He's not the extreme. He doesn't comment on anything. I think that post tells you he don't want to comment on. He just lost his mind. So the two occasions I'm talking about are the Creptin Conan thing, which got patterned in the end.
Yeah, yeah.
And
that was minor though, really.
He had some choice words for Wiley because Wiley was pushing buttons. Like, he's atting him about Drake, and Giggs ain't got nothing to do with the fucking
what?
The wide.
I don't. Obviously, you know the guy, but I, from a distance, it looks like to me he's the type of guy that he's gonna. He might say something in his circle or to who he's close to.
Probably. Like,
what the fuck's this about?
Yeah. But or he might keep it to himself.
Yeah, or something like he finds.
Triggers.
Time, yeah, but it takes a lot to get to him.
Yeah.
And I feel like with a Drake thing, he probably seen it and thought, like, this prick, what's he going on like
why
that?
Why is he
for?
Atting me as well?
No, before that.
Right. Oh,
he's
why?
Probably
of
seen
course
it.
He's looking at
and
anyone,
he said it quietly
he?
To his people. Mm. He might have said it to a Buck, for instance.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, yeah.
Look at you seen this dickhead. And then when he brings it to him, it's like he's pushed him again.
He's pushed the button.
He's pushed it twice.
Yeah, yeah. But that's I want to know, you know,
everyone's got their limit.
You know what I think? If you're an artist of the caliber of some of these UK artists or one of the biggest, you know, when you say something or you post something, I want to know what happened. How many people just, does your phone just literally fucking blow up? Like, is your manager calling you? Like, is it, do you know what I mean? I'm always
Probably.
Thinking it's wild shit.
I've seen that with Chip before.
Like, someone
Chip's
calls
done,
like,
Chip's done some wild shit
doing?
And blatantly
someone
somewhere.
Checking
yeah,
to
yeah.
just be
100%.
Like, listen. Can 100%. You? Can you? Because
and if there's
honest,
not, you need better people in your team.
Yeah, no, you do. But I'll be honest, like, Giggs seems like the sort of person that he ain't. He's doing what he wants anyway. So
no, but he's gonna have. Yeah, but every if
everyone
for him to get to where he is.
Yeah,
he's gonna have
someone,
people that he respects.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Do you see what I'm saying? So someone, I imagine that Buck will be one of them people that if he says to him, "Nah, you know what? That's a bit mad."
Or he's the first one ringing his phone, like.
Yeah, he won't
I
say.
I don't know
wait.
If you should have really tweeted that. Like,
or he might have even said to him exactly what he put in that post, bro. He's like you don't
yeah.
get him. Don't let him draw you out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then
yeah.
Giggs will look at himself and say, you know what, you're right.
I'm calmed down.
Yeah,
just,
fuck that. Yeah. Yeah, I should.
So, like, that was mental because we just touched you. I only heard about the Drake and the Wiley thing when we done the recording.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember, and I got home and I got missed calls from you saying.
Yeah, because someone texts me like, because it's so mental now as well. Sometimes like the close circle of my mates, like when something happens with anything, but yeah. relate like you know with music in general, it's always on the radar. Whether it's WhatsApp group chats or whatever, or if it's anything to do with Giggs. But so I've got a message saying, "Have you seen Giggs?" No one explains nothing. Have you seen Giggs's Twitter? Immediately, I'm thinking, what the fuck? Like, have I done? Is it about me? Please, hopefully not. You know what I mean? I'm thinking like, because
yeah.
you never know, innit? In yeah, this day yeah, and age, yeah. anything can... I thought, nah. And I've looked at it, I was like, it's about Wiley. Lasted about half an hour. He's had him up one time, though.
Yeah, he boyed
Did you
him.
See the tweets?
He boyed him. Yeah, yeah, of course.
Something about, like, you're an absolute dickhead, like, yeah, we yeah. ain't fucking mates and red.
Is this what you want people to see
yeah.
me angry or...
Yeah, yeah, is this what you want me to see angry now? Anyways.
Because you see people like Giggs, yeah? It's mad because they're so... Like, he comes across so calm, speaks so quietly and shit.
He's not looking to, he's a happy
No,
guy.
But when he switches, you
yeah,
know it's
then
not.
Then you know it's real, it's real.
You see the ones that always shouting and barking all the rest of it, they're not, when they actually get mad, you're like, you can't tell the difference.
Even though I reckon it gets, it becomes calm and they let it go and it, I'd be lying if you asked me as an individual, do you think that was his true feelings about what he said about Creptin Conan?
Of course, at that moment, yeah.
I think, possibly, yeah. He probably moment, would yeah, deep yeah. down stand by it, but it's just like I didn't. He probably thinks I didn't need.
But
to
again, even
it.
With that, yeah, without trying to dig up old shit, I think it had. If I remember rightly, there was that list that Conan was upset about not being on, and Giggs was on it.
Oh, the Red Bull and all that.
Someone,
bullshit.
Some yeah. pretty irrelevant list.
Mm.
That came up, and then a couple of weeks later, is when
I don't
the
think
dig...
it had anything to do with that list stuff. But
no, but I'm saying the same thing happened. Like they said something and he allowed it, and then they said something else and he's like, nah, fuck this, you lot are taking a piss.
Yeah, I think it's that's what I think it is.
It's not, it's just not, it's the straw that breaks the camel's back, basically. He, that's what he's, I think that's what he'd be on. But I don't know. But anyway, we're talking about fucking poet.
I never thought that deeply into it. People get pissed off, they tweet something.
How do you view it when you see like all this fucking madness? Do you just view it and laugh when you read a post like that from these artists? Or do you think all of it's fake, or you just don't know?
You just don't know. I don't know any of them well enough to be like, oh, this is what they're like, this is what they think.
I don't think there's certain artists that you just know it ain't fake.
Yeah.
It's like the ones I respect, you know it ain't fake.
And even if it isn't, even if I'm like, oh, they're actually pissed off, or this is what they actually think.
You just think, fuck it, this is life, they'll get over it.
Everyone has an opinion. Yeah, exactly. It's not that deep.
You know what I mean?
I want bars though, man. I want it in the music.
Yeah.
I don't think you're ever gonna get
it's too much money in it.
From the top ones.
It's too much money in it.
The only person doing diss records probably, and we'll go at anyone, is Wiley, and we spoke about that already, so fucking
I think Chip will still do it. I think Chip will still draw for a pad, mate. I'm not gonna lie, I think Chip will still do it.
If Chip just wants to be left alone.
Yeah, but
leave Chip alone.
But he's made that. He's made that situation where no one's gonna fuck with him no more.
Chippy. But yes.
But anyway, yeah, so
back
poet,
to what we were
go
saying.
On.
Poet, what happened? So basically, I come home yesterday, I was watching obviously the mighty Arsenal dominating in Europe again, like the good old days. So I come home from that.
Just keep silent. Stop saying that. Just keep silent.
I don't know what to say anyway.
Just say, how did United get on this week? That's what you need to say.
Why are you laughing? It's one of them girls.
No,
you know the girls. You know these chicks just be buying football shirts for banter and that, slapping their name on the back. Who do you support? Man United. Like,
you got Beckham on your shirt.
I've got my name on my shirt.
Beckham.
But no, basically, I come home and watching the football.
I can't say anything to that. Did you see? Yeah, exactly. I don't. I just.
Did you even know Man United played this week?
Yes, I did.
Who?
Barcelona.
She got it. It's all over the news. Got battered. But anyway, was watching.
You're such a freak, you know.
Watching the game yesterday. I come home now, and I was something. I feel like a notification on my Twitter, and Alhan's going in.
On
Coppa. On the Caps of Culture.
That's his bridging.
Alhan is a G. I've got so much
football talk now.
No.
Okay.
Sticking
to the point. Bye.
Because Alhan. All right. Alhan was going in on anyone that had anything to do with this whole poet thing.
Right.
So going back, I checked it, and there was, I think it's 365. There's a woman on there that mentioned something to Coppa about addressing the fact that poet said something sexist about women's football, I believe.
Right.
But Alhan's drawn up her tweets talking about men
and
being sexist towards men. And saying our cancel culture is bullshit. No one gives a fuck.
Yeah.
And he said there was another one of 365's employees that he drew up something about that said he was a guy that said something.
Are we on about Bet365?
I don't know what it is. I don't know the platform. I don't give a fuck about the platform, to be honest. But they this platform is competing with Copper Knight, from what I understand.
Well, it's not Bet. It can't be Bet365. That's a betting.
And they've pushed Copper Knight
to make a decision.
And the decision was they've stopped.
Suspended him.
Yeah, exactly. But it's all mad. It's all mad. But anyway, but I'm gonna come on to that. But anyway, he, whatever's happened with him's happened. I don't actually know what the official verdict is.
Yeah,
I just know on the latest video that got posted just before we come on, we're still recording this, ain't got Poet in it. But then there's another guy that works on that same platform that got Poet thrown off. Alhan's drawn up some tweets about him. And said, can you lot address this?
He's a realist G, isn't it?
And the guy got sacked.
Good.
He got sacked like last night within a couple hours. He was gone. But this woman got away with it. Sexist post about men. Now, I'm not saying anything about femininity and that, but.
No, that's inequality right there. I back you on that. That's not fair.
I
appreciate that.
What happens in the past, like, you know what I mean?
5 years ago, these tweets were.
I think that's the point. So what do you feel, though, that something someone said? Can he not come out and now say, yeah, that was then, I don't think the same right now?
I should say some wild shit back in the day.
Facts.
I should say some wild shit. And the fact is that people are more sensitive now as well.
And we're more aware of certain topics. And you just learn, man, as you get older.
Just wild. You know what's mad? Like, if you're talking a football level and he's tweeted something which was a joke and he's been thrown off. If Copper Knighty don't reinstate him, and I go on Sunday, I'm going to watch Super Sunday. And Jamie Carragher's going to be on there giving analysis after he spat water out of his mouth onto a little girl.
Onto a little girl.
On camera.
Yeah.
Bro.
There's no fucking... This cancel, there's no
this cancel culture shit is bollocks, like.
It's bullshit.
It's bollocks.
But at what point... I guess there is...
Freedom of speech. That's assault, you know. Carragher, that is assault.
Yeah.
So you can assault someone, but you can't have freedom of speech on
some of the
platform.
Shit from before, like... If it's really, really wild and needs addressing, you can understand why people might question something. But this is not...
Question it, but why are you getting...
Why are you losing your...
Fucking a man's livelihood.
Yeah. That's what I think.
Kids.
Yeah, like... How
he apologized as well. From what
I understand. Yeah. A lot of people were like, he didn't say. People just pick, innit?
Yeah, but how, just it's happened. It's a few things that he's. How many times has he come on like platforms and said, "I'm different now. I'm trying to grow. I'm trying to evolve. I'm a different person, etc., etc." What can he do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean, it must get eventually. Like, all right, I'm sorry for something I said.
They didn't back
5 years
him.
Ago.
They didn't back him, did they? Copper
Knight, you're about their brand. Mm. I mean, the maddest thing is, for me,
he is a
poet
big part
built
of
that brand.
Yeah.
I went on, like, I didn't watch the video, but I went on just before we came, started recording. Yeah. And I looked at the comments, and you can imagine what the comments are saying. Vooge, poet, you need to start your own channel.
Yeah.
Because what does it take? They're getting a bag from Copper
Knight. And he was repping that hard. He was repping them, innit?
That was the one. That was the one platform he was on that you'd always see him behave.
You know what? That
would act a bit wild on Halfcast every now and then.
Yeah, and on
Filthy Fellas is just a madness.
I need to check now.
Yeah, you do. Filthy Fellas is just
and
reckless.
I would say, I wouldn't say he's reckless on Our Hands Sting. I think he's too, like, you know what I mean?
He can
too pally, and everyone's great, but it's whatever, innit?
He can go, but you can't, like, that's Our Hands stage.
Our Hands keep Our Hands true on that for me, so it's fine.
Yeah, but he went in like a G yesterday. Our Hands, like, you need friends like him, mate. That's who you need, friends like Our Hands, mate. Because if Poet gets his job back, it's gonna have a lot to do with him.
Yeah, but do you think he'll get his job back? Because I think as soon as they suspend you, you're fucked.
I think they'll get away with it. Jamie Carragher still worked for Sky Sports, and he never got suspended. He went
did
and worked.
Get suspended. I didn't expect that.
He went and worked abroad.
I didn't expect, after, if you remember, the first guys that got boyed off Sky Sports was...
Andy Gray
and...
Martin Tyler.
No.
Andy Gray and Martin
Richard
Tyler.
Keys.
Was it Richard Keys?
Richard Keys and Andy Gray. Then they're in Dubai getting that big money. They do the same thing, but for abroad.
Yeah.
They didn't let them, but I didn't think...
We got the streaming gang that know about that.
Trust me, the free gang. I ain't paying for BT Sport, man. Fuck that shit. Tell them.
No, but yeah, he'll be back, I reckon, because he's too important to the brand. They'll be stupid not to keep him for something he done 5 years ago.
It's mad though, isn't it?
I mean, like, poet aside, how would you feel about someone who said something 5 years ago? Like, how seriously can you actually take that, and how upset can you get about something?
People get mad.
I mean, but how? Why? I just don't understand how you can
remember
get
the thing
upset.
About the. The Taken guy Liam saying Neeson. He wanted to kill like a black guy.
Yeah, but even people, these people will take sound bites because I thought that was madness.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah.
Because he
were
was.
Were you offended by what he said?
No.
You could just let, at all. You could just be like, okay, because what, of I what understand, he, or it was back then, or.
Because what he said, and this is where, like, again, I'm going to piss people off, but what he said, it was a while ago now, but I can't remember exactly. What he said was something happened.
Yeah.
And
to his mate,
to his friend, who he cares
girl,
about, she was raped.
Yeah.
And at that time, he had I can't remember exactly how he. I'm paraphrasing, but he had a disgusting mentality, and in his head, he wanted to go out and kill any black person at that point,
yeah.
Or black bastard or whatever he said.
Yeah.
At that point, he was telling a story.
Yeah.
Now Liam Neeson's not normal. Mm. Like he's an actor.
Yeah.
These people go into. Do you know what I mean? He's fucking the way he explained it was shit.
Yeah,
but at the same time, he was saying he was disgusted by his behavior.
Yeah, he did come out and say that, but there was still people having him on.
Yeah, of course, like people that are, like know me and like they might actually be pissed off with me for hearing me say that.
Yeah.
But I went back because for me, he's saying what people think today.
He's telling the truth.
Yeah, and that's mad. So you'd prefer a man to be like, I hate every black bastard and feel that way today and not say nothing.
Exactly.
And he'll be cool. You'll sit next to him in your office on a 9 to 5.
But you're thinking some fucking madness.
But you'll be sitting, what's mad? You'll be sitting there on your phone talking about Liam Neeson and like tweeting or whatever, mad at him for saying how he felt back in the day and how he feels disgusted by it, whilst you're sat next to a guy who feels like that today.
Exactly.
And will smile and shake your hand and all the rest of it, pretending to like you.
Yeah, that's the worst thing about
it. But because he's not telling the truth, like, he don't get cancelled, but Liam Neeson, I think, is mad. And like John Barnes come out and he was a bit, I think he was a bit excited just by hearing someone of
He does say some fucking wild random shit as well.
I think he was just excited as someone of such high stature saying he needed to be knighted or whatever, a medal, that was what he said.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a bit crazy. Don't say that. Especially
that pissed off a lot of people.
Yeah, especially when you got, like, when black people are upset, you don't just fucking throw salt in the wound like that, John. You need to be smart.
Because you know you're going to flare that.
Yeah, that was it. He was cancelled as well. John Barnes got cancelled as well for a week. Do you know what I mean? It's mad. But, nah, things like the Liam Neeson thing didn't bother me.
But that's personally.
I think we got bigger problems.
No, we have, but for something coming up from the past, that's a pretty big, that's one of the biggest things to come out to be said. Mm. He's openly just basically said, I wanted to do someone's something.
Yeah.
What else can someone really draw up from the past that you're going to say?
But there's enough people that want you to do, like, people are saying, oh, it's dangerous. I get people's concerns at the time, but he didn't do anything, thank God.
Mm.
And number two, he's showing you how people used to think. He was a white man in Ireland.
And he's,
like, I'm not being funny, but that was standard.
Yeah, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That's not, it happens in England now.
100%.
There's places in England now that I can't walk around because they'll be on that crud. And it ain't because no one got raped.
It's like you just said, like, people saying shit, people sitting next to you shaking your hand, being all this.
Oh, yeah. They're the worst.
The bottom line is, guys, like, you can never fucking tell what someone is bloody really thinking.
Nah.
So no one can say shit. Do you know what I mean? Because everyone can be thinking something wild.
Yeah.
So who is anyone to say something about anything? But they do.
Everyone has an opinion. Why are you? You're allowed to.
It's because everyone's got 4G. That's why everyone fucking gets away with it now. They all got fucking data.
If that's what's the most interesting thing that people have got to do and rant about, then
the cancel culture's bullshit, bro. Like, it's bollocks. Let's check it. It's bollocks.
Do you think it even lasts? Like, I feel like
No, it doesn't. Because H&M Birmingham is thriving with black people.
Oh, yeah.
That was cancelled, and there was going to be no black people in H&M.
Yeah.
But, like,
because of the jumper.
Yeah, the jumper. Because a little boy was there with his mum and took a picture of the jumper. Like, I think it was a bit mad. And I think it was a marketing strategy. But, and everyone's telling they were cancelling H&M. Like, I'm cancelling H&M. I got a friend here who's Gucci to the max. When the Gucci thing happened the other day, they don't get, bro. You know what? If we went down it, as far as like things to do with what black people should cancel if this is how they feel, the amount of brands would be fucked. We'd be fucked. I'm being serious. We'd be fucked.
Basically, it's too much opinion and just bare double standards. Like
100%.
That's it.
100%.
I just don't, everyone's just fickle. I don't think it even lasts. Like today you're pissed off and you cancel. Next thing, next week there'll be something else.
People
and you can't
want
keep up with everything.
People want the next story to be exactly. Fucking furious.
They can't remember everything they've cancelled. This is the thing. And then they're okay with it again.
I don't know. If you're genuine, don't get me wrong, there's some people that are genuinely upset. They're genuinely like activists. And they'll stand by it. I get that. But
yeah, not everyone. Yeah,
and you've got to be consistent. You can't cancel one thing. And that was kind of like, again, I got a bit of backlash from some of my friends about the whole Michael Jackson, R. Kelly thing. But you need to be consistent.
Oh, yeah, Michael weren't happy about your MJ comments.
No, he weren't.
You weren't backing the king.
That's how I felt, innit? I'm trying to be consistent. If there's enough evidence for you, in my opinion, to say you're a sex offender, especially towards kids.
People just forgot about that shit quick, man.
Bro.
I think they were just drained after fucking R. Kelly. They just thought, fuck it, like, we can't be asked.
There's just so much new news, though.
People not bothered about R. Kelly either, really. Like, come on, really. You just on to the next thing. And this the mad thing is, there's a lot of it, and this is where you get all conspiracy theorists and that, but a lot of it's just fucking distractions, bro. Mm. Like, there's some real shit going on in the world, and people ain't really paying attention to what's really going on. And it's just distraction, like. And we're just so easily led 100%. By a hashtag or a tweet or whatever, or a quick video on Instagram or whatever, and that's it. The whole world will go
fucking
mad.
Forget what's real and what's
bloody. I think if you really dive deeper, you really think about it, how many things have become like the biggest news ever, and the week next week it's gone, and there's other things that are like the
everything
biggest
we just
news
mentioned.
Ever.
Everything we just mentioned is like it was the biggest news at one point, and then no one gave a shit anymore.
It's just so quickly there's different things coming out that you can't physically process everything as being like mad, and then keep it on your radar there at that level.
Do you know what's mad? I don't even fucking half of the shit I find out is because of you lot.
But same way, even I miss stuff. That's the maddest thing.
I'm so out of the matrix that, like,
yeah,
I actually don't give a, and it's so, I don't watch the news. I don't even have a fucking, my mum's got a connection to the TV in the house. That's about it. Like, and she watches.
So where'd you get your news from if you don't watch the news?
Conversations.
I get asked because I don't watch the news. So
conversations, so WhatsApp, bit of Instagram maybe. But even if you check the people I follow on Instagram, like actually it's to do with business or like inspiration. I don't.
Yeah, same with like.
I'm not on no shade room shit or none of that. Like,
I don't think no one's sitting at home. Like, I don't think no one's sitting at home in this. Great. A lot of people in this era, just generally, who the fuck's sitting at home just actually watching TV bare? Like,
there's some people out there who will listen to and watch the news. And I know people.
I'll check
still.
News. Like,
I'm a bit older though. We are adults, isn't it?
Yeah,
so there's people. I've had full blown debates and people about stuff that's gone on in the world, stuff that's come and gone.
Yeah.
And they're talking to me about CNN and CBS and all that shit. I'm like, fuck. Like, once you mention a news channel to me, I'm not interested. Propaganda's real, bro.
Oh, for that
reason.
Yeah,
for real.
Propaganda. They taught me about propaganda when I was 14.
Yeah, so then where will you get the story from then?
Like I said, it'll be conversation. So WhatsApp group. Someone will... You're so...
Yeah, but
so,
then you'll... Go, like, if I hear a story or someone says XYZ's happened, then boom, I might go check the BBC site. Or I might go look at... Nah. What will you read to get the story or nothing? You'll just... Because someone's posting a story, innit?
I'm a bit weird. So you'll tell me something happened, and I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
And that's your...
That's it. Like, I'm more interested in, like... It's got to be of interest to me. It's not going to be...
Yeah, definitely.
It's not going to be, like, something that happened in the world. Like, someone... Bro, the amount of... I'm 36 this year.
Yeah.
Think the amount of wars I've lived through. Not in England, but around the world, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I'm numb to that shit.
Yeah.
I'm numb to, like... You tell me, oh, this person got killed. Unless it's someone that I can actually say, yeah... I'm actually of some sort of connection, usually through music or something, or someone I've looked up to business-wise. Okay.
There's only so much that you can take in and let you...
Let me give you something mad, yeah? Day Princess Diana died, yeah? Mm. It sounds so fucked up, but it's the truth. I can't remember, I was a teenager.
I actually remember where I was, but yeah, go on.
My mum woke me up a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
I thought something happened. Like, my mum's coming, she goes, Gavin.
My folks is all.
I've got something to tell you. I was like, oh. Like, I'm shitting myself. I thought it was my grandma or something.
Yeah. And it was someone you never even fucking...
She probably like sensitive, said, Princess Diana's died. I remember looking at her, kissing my teeth and laying back down going to sleep. And that was when I was a teenager. That was one of the biggest personalities in the country, the world.
I was on a holiday. I was in Turkey. Had a fucking TV in the hotel room. Listen... It needed you, the fuckeries. Gee, you had to put money. It was like a fucking slot machine to run the TV, bro. I remember. So to watch half an hour of TV, you had to bang in some change in that.
I've never seen that in my life.
I know. Legit, I'm not lying.
Yeah.
But if I was, that would be why. and it's come up on there. Next thing you know, mum's fishing for coins and that. Top up the TV. We're sat there. They're watching the news. Like, mum and dad are shocked that, like, Princess Diana's died. And then it was just like, obviously, it was just a takeover from there. It was like the biggest story, like, ages. But
my whole psyche is a bit weird. And I don't really talk about it publicly, but a lot of this shit, I don't pay attention, bro.
Yeah.
Like, Brexit, to me, is, I watch it for entertainment.
Yeah.
It's like watching fucking EastEnders.
You say that, but she'll say that it's very real, because it affects, you talk about it all the day.
Only because,
job.
Yeah, because it affects my job. It affects me at work. Like, every day at work, we talk about Brexit, because it affects what I'm doing.
So it's not fake.
I don't think it's fake. No, but all right.
It might affect what you do.
Let me put it this way, yeah? In my opinion, they're going to do what the fuck they want to do.
True.
Because what's mad is they made people vote of bullshit.
Yeah, look at where we are. We've just done that.
No, but it's not even that. Like, the people that voted to leave voted of bullshit. Lies. Blatant lies. The guy that called the referendum isn't Prime Minister anymore.
Yeah.
I don't even think he fucking lives in England anymore.
Yeah.
David Cameron's living life.
He bounced.
Yeah, and then you've got Theresa May's getting battered, which is not even her fault, really. Like, this woman's got given an impossible
dying.
Job.
They're on like their deathbed, and they're going to be dead by the time a decision is made.
Yeah, but check it. Like, I'm not a politician. I'm not into politics. Mm. So I'm going to speak totally ignorantly. Yeah. Fuck it. This is my opinion, yeah? They told a bunch of lies to get to this position where we're at now. There's got to be an agenda.
Yeah.
So all the stuff that's gone on, when we was going through the credit crunch and whatever was going on then, and they were fucking with this money that they print, and it's all digital, and they make it up as they go along. We had to do what the fuck we had to do to get through, and now we're here, we're still living. Do you know what I mean?
He lost me, I don't know, but... Like,
the government will do what the fuck they want. Yeah. The powers that will be will do what the fuck they want. So we can sit here, we can worry, we can fret, we can watch the news, we can debate about it and argue it as minions. But at the end of the day, if we leave the EU tomorrow with no deal, with a deal, don't leave at all.
We're still living.
You're still going to have to pay your fucking rent or your mortgage or buy food from wherever you buy your food from at whatever price they dictate because it's best for the country or whatever the situation is. So I don't see the point personally in watching the news because it's not going to make a difference to my life like that, really.
No, that's the thing. I don't actively listen. This is one of the conversations I have with someone and someone's telling me something and we were having a conversation. I was like, I didn't know this until you said it. And they're like, yes, we don't watch the news, Rashmi. And I'm like, I don't, even saying that I don't want to watch the news. If you tell me this has happened and it's interesting, I'll ask you about it and we'll have a conversation. And if it's that interesting, I'll go out and I'll search it somewhere and read it. But actually, there's so much stuff going on.
Do you think that's mad though? That really fucks with me. That someone will look down at you for not watching ITN or whatever fuck they call it. Bro,
they dictate what's news. Listen,
let me really break it exactly.
That's the statement.
I'm not new to this. Podcast could be national news.
We're making news.
We could be national news. We could have enough clout. You're laughing, but it's true. What's the difference?
You going down is the fucking biggest news seriously.
If we,
Gavin being here with a newborn, that's the biggest news.
No, forget all that. If we actually sat down before this and said, you know what? If we can say X.
Yeah, if we can set up X.
100 people are going to do Y. Because we know that they've got... Every night at 10 o'clock, they sit down and they watch Resh McGavin and Firestar. And whatever we say is fact.
In
fact, so much so, they'll go to work the next day and look down on the next person that didn't watch because I'm not new to this.
Yeah.
Because it's the podcast.
Why do you
not watch the news?
I love that.
It's bullshit, bro. Like, do your research, isn't it? It's fucking controlled.
But the point is, there's so much fucking going on in the world. There's so much fuckery going on everywhere. Do you know what I mean? It's literally like, people just picking topics. It's not actually a matter of what's more important than anything.
And what's mad,
you know what isn't important to someone else, maybe. And
even more so in today's world.
Yeah.
And it's so depressing.
Yeah.
Like,
I think that's a given. It is so depressing.
The world is not, why is the news so depressing?
Yeah.
Right? Nothing good happens in the world, no? In the whole of England, all that happened today was someone fucking died.
Someone got stabbed
or this person's suffering from this, or the economy's like this.
Yeah.
Like no one was born today, no? Yeah. You know what I mean? It was no one's birthday.
No one got promoted or no one's winning, or no one
made no money today, no? Yeah. You don't want to talk about all the fucking negative shit.
True shit.
And then you want to come to me and say, I'm wrong for not watching that depressing
shit.
Can we just start our own news where we just talk about all the positive stuff that happens every day? Just in like,
I think
on
so.
A happy one. Like, that's what they should do.
I think so. Like, imagine you had a mate, yeah? That all they spoke about was depressing shit, death.
That's the news.
Being broke.
That's really that.
You wouldn't be around them, but these people pay TV license and they'll pay fucking subscription to Sky for Sky News to watch that shit.
Yeah.
What? It don't make sense. Like, and then they'll look down. Like I said,
I think it's okay if that's interesting for you, where you want to know what's going on in the world, all the negative stuff that's happening. Sometimes there is a bit of positive, but it always is outweighed by all the depressing stuff that's happening, then that's fine. But I don't think it's fair to say to someone, oh, you don't watch the news, you don't know what's going on in the world, that's really
I think it's ignorant of them to think that that is the be all and end all, because that's what you're force fed. And that's what I said, I have conversations with people about stuff going on in the world, and when they start talking about the news and where they get the information from, I can't debate with you no more. I can't have a conversation with you. Because I would naturally lose respect for you, because you're not basing it off, you're not looking at a situation and coming to your own opinion. You're looking at it off, I don't even know if you fucking, this is how mad it is, Trevor McDonald, or whoever it is now, what he says and what he's reading off the teleprompter, that's your fact.
I don't think there's anything wrong with taking the news and taking some facts out of it
to make
an opinion overall. No, not people saying take that that's it
as
the
facts.
End. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. People that take it as facts, I can't have a conversation with
you. No, but you were just saying about the point about people who are just constantly on a negative, watching the negative shit.
That's what it is.
In this day and age, it's the most important it's ever been, that everyone's trying to just keep their fucking mind state and keep up. Yeah?
Yeah, but it's even easier now though, bro.
It is, because you could switch on to just watching positive shit 24/7, and that's only going to help you. It's not gonna do no harm.
I swear down, my son don't know how to use Sky. If you get handed my son a Sky remote now, he would not know how to use it.
Yeah.
But he will show you any.
That's so mad because man grew up on fucking Sky TV.
I begged my parents to get Sky. Yeah, but my son didn't answer.
And when
it
landed, it was like fucking.
But you give him, you tell him to find you something on the internet. He'll do it like that.
Yeah.
But what he takes in is just what we can you can govern that. If you obviously you got to make sure you know what your child's watching.
Yeah.
But it's positive, and the other day, he was watching some like Discovery Channel type stuff. I find fucking boring.
Yeah.
My man, what did he say to me? He goes, "Oh, one day we're gonna go and live on Mars." I was like, "What?" He goes, "Yeah, right. In a certain amount of time, we're gonna go live on Mars." Shit. And I was like, where'd you get
what
that from?
What are you talking about?
Because he was watching it on YouTube. We're going to go and live on Mars because there's not going to be enough resources on Earth. He's 7 years old. Wow.
But at least he's...
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's because he's tapped into something different.
Mm.
Whereas you get the average child is going to be watching fucking Blue Peter or something.
Yeah, well, that's what we were watching when we were...
Learning how to fold... I didn't watch Blue Peter. Fucking hated Blue Peter.
Art Attack.
Yeah, Art Attack. I was Art Attack, man, still. But it's not... That's not productive. It's not taking their mind to a different level, and you're more controlled.
Yeah.
In this day and age, you're more free. And I swear, I've got no Sky, I haven't got no reason to pay a TV license, basically. Mm. You know what I mean? I watch BBC One for Match of the Day on a Saturday, and that's it. Oh, Love Island. I'm a Love Island.
You watch that?
Yeah, oh my God, Gavin, we can't be friends.
Really?
Anymore. Yeah, bruv. You've got to have a little bit.
I'm cancelling you, Gavin.
You got to have
for
a little.
For that statement. Fucking hell. I didn't know.
But other than that, yeah, man. Other than that, you can't. I'm not into none of that. It's bollocks, bruv. I don't think anyone should really watch that much negative shit. My mum watches EastEnders as well. It's like, why are you watching that?
Trust me, I tell my sister all the time.
I can't even.
Literally fucking trash. You know what I'm saying?
I don't watch TV. This is the thing as well. Like, I'll watch a bit of Netflix. I'll watch stuff on YouTube, and that's about it. I ain't got time to watch TV. Also, the amount of time it takes to sit down and watch when you could be doing something else is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like YouTube is just as bad as the TV. I watch a lot. I consume a lot of YouTube.
I watch a lot of YouTube, man.
Which is just as bad as watching a lot of TV. But I can dictate what I watch.
Say that, but you'll start off trying to watch one thing and end up watching a fucking.
Yeah, there'll be like
I'll be watching
options.
Someone build a hut with his foot or some fucking crazy dumb shit. Like
you,
that.
You don't have to watch the autoplay, bro.
People say it all the time. You'll start watching one thing and you'll end up watching like
something completely random.
Really? They're targeting you.
I get lost in the tube, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a big rabbit hole.